You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D 5e
Matthew.
Yes.
Did you hear about the constipated accountant?
No.
Well, story goes, he couldn't budget, so he had to work it out with a pen and paper.
Nice.
That's good. Nice. Oh, man, that is really good.
Oh, that's a visual.
Yeah, you're
that's
welcome.
That's a visual
joke.
You're
welcome for that. Yeah.
For sure.
Could you imagine just up there fishing with like
okay,
a little bit
okay,
pin?
Okay. 5e actual play podcast with a cyberpunk twist. My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master.
My name is Luke. I'll be playing Ash.
Hello, I'm Dan. I play Alphonse.
Hola.
I'm Bo, and I play Norse.
I'm Jason, and I play Mike.
Welcome back, Jason!
Yay!
Jason!
Yay! Welcome
back! Woo!
I didn't kill you and stuff you in a trunk.
Thank God.
You were pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it.
And my name's Sean, and I'll be playing Fallen.
Fallen!
Yay!
Woo! Woo-hoo. Previously on Dubstep and Dragons, the crew met some new friends in the
crew,
Yeah, I had one. The group, the party...
The boys,
the assholes, the whatever you want to go with.
Well, assholes would be fitting.
Yeah. That should just be your like adventuring party name.
The assholes.
Yeah. You guys, you know.
The wandering assholes.
I think it's part of the cyberpunk thing. We didn't like usually in a D&D campaign, you'd have like a party name. I think The cyberpunk thing made that kind of not a thing.
We want to be the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
Guardians
right.
of the Assholes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah. That's a good ring.
Guardians of the Assholes.
Sold.
Yeah. Made some friends in the Shadowfell and potentially a new local ally. Who could that be? Where we left off, you all called it a night in your little tent because you were all exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the fuck up.
Yeah. None more than our boy Mike, who had a dead bear rip part of his shoulder out.
Yep.
Just pop it back in place. It's fine.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. As he was sleeping, his little nanotech was just like rebuilding his shoulder. So you guys wake up in the tent to the sound of clanging bells. And you can hear outside. People running around. It doesn't sound frantic, but it sounds like things are getting packed up.
Must be breakfast time, boys.
According to you, it might be.
Well, I could go for some food.
And the curtain to the tent flies open. And wake up, everybody. We gotta move camp.
We're what moving happened? For breakfast?
And he looks at Fallen, and he says, the mist is coming through this area, so we have to set up somewhere else.
Light preservers, we must move quickly.
Yes, absolutely. Where are you off to?
Well, we're trying to get to the tower is the main portion, but probably the next town, too.
So you're heading into Silent Hollow. We are going to be headed the opposite direction. And he looks back at Fallen, and there's a chance you could run into the mist between here and Silent Hollow. If you leave right away, you may be able to get ahead of it.
I might be able to guard the mist if it does turn to that.
Well, if you decide to go that way instead of traveling with us, be careful. And as you guys are having this conversation, like the tent around you, they're already disassembling it. like there's all these pelts and stuff that are across the roof, and they're like pulling those back and disassembling it as you guys are getting ready.
Mist?
Yes.
Well, what's that?
Yeah, what is this mist everyone is talking about?
I mean, mist isn't really a bad thing, right?
Maybe from where you come from. The mist is very dangerous.
Or can you guys, like, not get wet or something? I mean, I've got metal arms, and I'm not afraid to get a little wet.
And he... What was his name? I can't think of his name right now. I have it written down. Anyway, I'll let Fallen fill you in. Mm-hmm. I have to start tearing things down. Do you remember what I told you about the mist? That's fine. I'll fill you in. So the Fallen is telling you that the mist cloaks an army of undead that kind of roam through the Shadowfell. And it obfuscates this massive army.
Oh, I get it. So you're not really afraid of the mist. You're just afraid of what the mist entails.
What it brings.
Yeah. That's fair.
The undead does not sleep. It does not feel pain.
Yeah, you can't trust
them. And it will continue to kill it.
Sounds like the boy's back home there, Norse.
I know. That's what I thought about Mike the first time I met him. Well, first time I met him here, anyway. Second time I met him? I don't know.
Big as the mist.
Miles.
Does that mean the army's also miles, or...?
In pockets.
Oof.
Someplace it's thinner, someplace it's... They're shoulder to shoulder. It just depends. And then there's the larger creatures that almost have territories in it. That roam and destroy things.
Well, Ash, Alphonse, let's get ahead of these guys. Hopefully we'll run across like this version of like a, you know, food truck or something.
Does it affect it in town? So like, does it?
There are wards.
Okay.
Certain places are able to push it back to a point.
Okay, so if we get to the town, we should be safe, so to say.
Ish.
Okay.
It just depends.
How far are we from the town?
You would know that you're not a full day, but at a steady pace, you would be walking most of a day.
Half a day as the crow flies.
All right.
Norse would just be looking up for crows.
Is that also on our way to help Alphonse get to the main objective? Of course, is the tower. Is that where we want to get to?
That's where we need to go.
Okay.
That's the fastest route.
Does that sound good to you, Alphonse?
Seems to be the best. Okay. So, Ken, just clarification, it's the woods? Like, is there a direct road that we can walk?
There are. The road continues through, the same road you were following before. That'll take you all the way to the town. There's roads that veer off. There is a possibility of getting lost.
Nice. As long as you follow the markers, you will be fine. But if you stray, you could find yourself in a bog. Might find a coven of witches. You never know.
Witches?
These are all things I wanted to kill in life.
I mean, I've...
It seems like a giant video game.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, back in the day, like freaking video playing like witch hunters and stuff.
Yeah.
Except for, I don't think we get multiple lives in this video game.
No,
I can restore you if you do fall.
Actually, you know what? It's one big video game.
It's a big video game. Let's do this.
Let's fucking do it.
All right. So. We'll make our way towards the town. Mike, how are you feeling? Are you feeling better? You looked a little rough before.
Oh, pretty good today, I think.
How's your shoulder?
Look down.
You can still see that there's like some areas that are a little rough, but the nanotech is still kind of stitching. But
did a little stretch.
But it all works. It all functions.
I'm glad to see you're literally in one piece.
And Fallen, this would be... This would be something for you to see. Like you've seen wounds stitched together, but you're looking at this being who's 90% metal on the outside, which would be strange in itself.
Yeah.
But you're watching the metal stitch back together, similar to when you heal a wound, watching the gash or the hole or whatever it is. Okay. Stitch back up. You're watching a very similar thing, but in metal.
Is your armor living?
I'm more machine than man.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's really hard to tell if you can really classify Mike as living at this point.
They're all sentient beings here.
It's kind of a newer thing for me.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I would question that as well. I don't know about sentient.
That's a big word, new friend.
He chooses his own path.
I mean, so am I sentient? I'm going this way.
You are more
towards
than welcome to go off on your own.
Huh?
Towards the latrines?
I mean, I haven't peed yet this morning.
Has anybody peed this campaign?
It's weird. The whole time.
My eyeballs are swimming.
I'm going to need all of you to role play taking a morning pee and poop.
That's when
God,
the toilets
no,
come
please,
play.
Matt.
I think one of our guys can actually clean things up. He's been doing it throughout the campaign. I'll go in my pants.
Oh, no. I think I have pressed the digitation.
Yeah, and Ash walks over with his little mobile vacuum. Just like sticks
it
down the back
clean,
of your pants.
It's a wet back.
It's his mobile bidet.
Oh no.
Oh, this is gonna be a long night. We're already
anyway.
Mobile bidet. So you start gathering your belongings, and at this point, like, you guys are gathering your stuff, and the tent is like 70% gone already. Like, it's very clear that this community is always on the move, staying wherever danger comes. These things, this group, just travels around. They're gypsies, essentially. And as you're getting everything packaged up, I need to know this guy's name. It's driving me nuts. I have it in my notepad. But anyway, he comes up and he's do you boys have everything you're gonna need? It's a good day's journey. And you look up and you can't tell if it's fucking day or night. It looks exactly as it did when you went to bed.
Just in case, do you have, what is it in this realm? I think it's healing potions?
They're pretty tough to come by and pretty expensive. I could send you with some rations and you'll be hard-pressed to find a better healer than Fallen.
Perfect.
I could go for some food.
You know, where we come from, it is customary for friends to give other friends gifts. Can I have one of your bears to ride on?
And you see that undead bear that you strolled in on, like, it was just curled up in a little ball, taking a nap right outside the door to the
Aww.
Tent. And he's, I mean, that's not up to me. That's up to him.
Okay, let me check. Go ahead. What do I need to roll?
Give me an animal handling check and tell me how this goes.
I would like to guidance you.
Oh.
And I would also like to speak with animals on it.
So roll with advantage with a D4 for guidance.
Okay, there's that. On top of my dice here.
It's going to be like 37 or
no.
some shit.
No, not the least bit.
His modifiers are
17.
Stupid.
Animal handling. Let's go up to my sheet. You know, it's only going to be a 20.
Oh. Great.
However, I am going to go down to this animal, and I'm going to just kind of put my hand out like I would a normal dog, and I'm like, man, I'm really missing my companion at home. His name's Lucky. Can you fill that void?
It lifts its head, sniffs your hand, and when it sniffs, like, half of its face gets, like, sucked in.
Gross.
It's just, like, loose flesh on one side. And it sniffs, and it's, like, one side deflates whenever it takes it in this breath.
My heart melts instantly.
And it kind of nuzzles its head against your hand. And there's just, like, scraps of skin and fur, like, rubbing off.
Just sloughing off.
God.
Yeah. And it just gives a and nuzzles you like a puppy.
Sweet. Hunter, handsome, what do I feed this thing?
Oh, and it was Winston.
Winston.
If it moves, it'll eat it.
Does he really need to eat at this point?
It likes to.
That's fair.
Keeps him happy.
Ash, he gets two fucking pets?
Well, yeah.
I want a pet.
You have two arms. Those are your pets.
I mean, my arm stroked me, but what am I going to stroke on it, you know?
I place my hand on Norris's shoulder. I go, try to ask one to be your companion as well, and I give you inspiration.
Yeah.
Or bardic inspiration.
I'm going to. I'm gonna find me a fucking squirrel.
Winston looks at you, Fallen, and he looks around at this group, and he's just, Fallen, are you sure? You can come with us. And he's giving a really dubious look to this group. He goes, I don't know what your odds are.
True, but they put me in they're in my path. And they plan to rid this area of evil. How can I not join them?
I won't argue with you. You're a better man than I.
Not necessarily.
Well,
do I hear Winston say that?
Give me a perception check.
I thought you dropped your phone.
No, that's the dice that you gave him.
That's just my Bertha.
That's his fucking anvil.
25.
Counting on his fingers again.
Always.
Oh, yeah, you definitely hear the conversation. And Winston's not a quiet guy. Like, even when he tries to be quiet, he's got kind of a booming voice that echoes off of everything. So
Norris would just look at him and be like, Winston, you know, you tried to kill us, but I think you're a pretty decent guy. Don't sell yourself so short.
Winston just looks at, he looks a little baffled. And he's best of luck to all of you. I hope it really goes well.
Hopefully we see you again.
We appreciate your hospitality. Thank you so much for taking us in for the night.
I'll never leave people stranded on the road. Just be careful. And he looks at Alfonsios. Please, it will not serve you well to wear that face again. Referring to the Baron.
Oh! Thanks for the heads up.
Absolutely. He is friend to nobody in this area, including the lord of the area.
You know, Winston, that reminds me, you have anything that might help us maybe not stand out so much? That'd be pretty decent. What do you think, boys? Nice. Maybe we should blend in a little more?
I can provide you with furs, some... We don't have a lot of supplies, but I can provide you with some basic clothing to help you blend in. And then he looks at Mike. He's maybe a cloak.
Did you say Mike almost got killed by a bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike got his shoulder ripped out by one of the undead bears.
You got right fucked up, bud.
Yeah, you got pretty wrecked.
Mike's definitely staying very far away from this new bear friend.
Yeah, and he was barely conscious when that happened.
Get it? Barely conscious?
I used the bear to save your life.
He did.
He rode it.
He did.
I rode up in battle.
Mike does suffer from some slight PTSD.
So. Oh, okay.
Turns out
slight
he's pretty...
PTSD.
He's pretty prone to pre-TSD. Yeah.
Slight PTSD. That's an excellent understatement. And so he provides you with some cloaks and some furs and gives you guys, you know, a couple days rations, just some dried meat. And he's, be very careful what you eat in this area. If it's not prepared properly, almost everything here is poisonous in some way.
Mm. That's good to know.
So just take caution. If Fallen tells you not to do something or not to eat something, listen, and you should be fine.
All right.
And he comes up, and you and Winston, you've known each other a long time, and he kind of gives you a parting hug,
mm-hmm.
and pats you on the back, and if you need anything, my friend, please let me know.
As always, light preserve you.
We'll see you again.
He's going to bless him.
Okay.
So.
I go up and shake Winston's hand. In our culture, shaking of hands is a good thing.
Yeah, that's fairly universal.
Oh, okay.
Shakes your hand.
Thank you so much again.
Wow, Ash. Way to impress.
You've come this far. It says a lot about your group. I wish you the best. And then he goes back, and you see him. He kind of starts directing people, and this little village is damn near torn down. Like they have everything packed into carts. They have kids piled in. Like everything's about ready to move within the next like 10, 15 minutes. And this whole process took maybe 20 minutes.
Hmm. Fallen, do we need to work with your cart on this? And since, is his cart up and running now? Like?
Yeah, during the night, they have people whose whole job is just to repair carts. And while you guys were sleeping, they would have been up repairing the cart.
We should be fine to take the cart, Kiburos.
Now, Fallen, is this almost like a wheelbarrow type where you're hauling it, or do you have an animal? I'll let you decide.
I would say it's more like a rickshaw, like the two-handed.
Just a small cart.
Yeah, just enough to carry stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's going to pick it up and start getting going.
Okay.
So, are you guys all ready?
Lead the way, Bryn.
Excellent. Before we go, who is your vanguard? Who is the person that goes into the fight first?
We all point at Norris.
That'd be me.
One moment, then. And then you see holy light start emanating from his hand as he's gripping his sigil. And you feel energy hit you. So with that, you have the vigilant blessing. With that, you have advantage on your next initiative roll that you take.
Question. If I already have advantage on initiative?
He already has advantage on initiative.
I was about to say, yeah. Do I get the double advantage? Because that would be dope.
So is this an expendable? Is this like your...
Yeah, it's just a freebie thing with the class. You
can
choose.
As soon as someone rolls it, he can do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can cast it on somebody else if you'd like.
Okay.
Next person would be me.
Yeah.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Paladin, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, holy smite.
In that case, you feel this holy light just hit you. And you see like almost a silver light go over your pistols.
Awesome.
So.
All right. With that, I need a survival check. From Mr. Fallen, if he's leading the way.
Well, let's see about that. Survival. 19?
19? Okay. So you guys start off your journey, and as soon as you come out of this clearing, you're right back into those thick woods. Ash, and I know you have crazy dark vision, Fallen. Mm-hmm. So Ash and Fallen, you guys are the only ones that can really see much. The rest of you have about 10 feet around you when you're inside of the woods. Every now and then you'll get like a little bit of light that'll peek through the canopy. But for the most part, you're kind of like what's right in front of you. But Fallen is walking with the utmost confidence down the path.
Hey, Mike, how about you jump up on this bear with me?
No bear.
I insist.
They're quite docile.
Oh, you're fine. My shoulder's all good. And I just reach over and slap him on the back.
I did roll perception, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is a nat 20 for 30 a lot. 33.
30 a lot.
30 a lot. 30
a lot. What are you trying to look for?
I'm trying to persuade him to get off the bear.
I thought you said perception.
No. Persuasion.
So, he rolled a 30 persuasion.
You can beat it.
Yeah.
33.3 opposed.
Constitution?
Mike would not want to do that, but with a good roll, maybe he would.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can even beat that.
I don't think you can with. Maybe I'll. I don't think you have any modifiers. That
Michael goes, yeah, bear.
Yeah, you get this unfounded confidence that you're gonna be fine.
Get on the bear, I guess, or try. I don't know what.
I'd reach my hand out and try to like help you up.
Yeah. I know what your strength score is. It's not super high. Huh. It's not great. He's like 5 foot, 250 pounds. So,
what about an acrobatics? Let me.
So he can get up there just fine. But you're this is probably the first time that you're trying to like physically help Mike do something. And I'm just saying you are surprised how fucking heavy this kid is.
Boy, Mike, what have you been eating? Nuts and bolts?
Nuts and bolts. Mike, as you climb up onto this bear, like you give it a little running jump to get up on it. And as you do, you kind of plant your hand to help your guide yourself up, and just a patch of fur just sloughs off. And you land on it, and you can feel the skin shifting around on the skeleton underneath you.
Mike's regretting every second of getting on this bear. Cool. He's trying to wonder why he thought this was a good idea.
And with both of you on there, like it's walking just fine. It's a fucking bear. You imagine it was probably like a grizzly or something like that when it was alive. It's huge. But it's also decomposing underneath you.
Great.
It's okay. It'll be fine. Just fine. This is the safest thing we've done this campaign.
Yeah.
I need somebody, anybody, to roll me a D10.
It's a D20.
I need a D10.
I got it.
Okay. Alphonse got it.
A 4.
4. All right. Let me see what's in store for you guys today.
Oh, look. A Tarrasque.
An undead Tarrasque.
Perfect.
Zombie Tarrasque. Come. So you guys continue on, and you make it several hours. No, and it's that eerie quiet that you encountered when you first came in. Every now and then, you get this feeling of being watched, and you hear the flapping of wings.
Is it similar to like the flapping of wings that we noticed before?
It is incredibly similar. Some would say identical.
Okay.
And you hear that every now and then, and you'll hear the random howl in the distance. And after walking for several hours, you come to the top of a hill where the trees kind of open up and you get a good view of the land ahead of you. Fallen, mm-hmm. with your you have a high passive perception.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's 19.
I believe it is, yeah.
So you would immediately notice the mist coming across. So you're at the top of this hill, and it's really more of a cliff face, mm-hmm. but the path kind of switches back and winds down this cliff face down into a valley, and you can see the mist coming through that valley. Give me another survival check. And at this point, he can point it out. Anybody that's proficient in survival can give me a survival check as well.
22.
Okay.
I have a plus 6, but I'm not. Well, wait, what's proficient mean?
You have a little dot.
If you have the dot.
Yeah, I'll give you one. Oh, that's a nat 20.
All right. Well, you're going to pick up basically the same thing he did.
No dark vision, nat 20, that bitch.
So you've come out of the trees at this point because you're at this cliff edge. So you're all getting this view that goes on for miles. It basically extends until you can see the outline of hills in the distance. So you're all getting a great view of this valley. And you can see way back and you estimate with your survival check within a day's walking distance. You know, they were pretty accurate. You can see buildings. You can see structures of the town. And coming through this valley from your right-hand side, you just see this bluish mist that's running down one of the hills through this valley. And with that survival check, you get the feeling you're not going to get ahead of this. You know, you, Fallen, know where this path is, and you pointed out to Bo and everybody North. Else around. Norris, sorry. I keep doing that.
You're one and the same.
And just watching the rate that it's moving, you get the feeling that you are not going to get ahead of the mist. Also with your survival check, you know that between where you are and where you're going, there's these Gothic ruins that have been taken over by nature. You would know that it's a civilization that nobody knows the history of. It was likely part of the material plane that was then transferred to the Shadowfell and fell into ruins because everybody died. And you know that there's areas where those ruins get more, the structures are still kind of standing. Mm-hmm. And you feel that you could probably find some at least decent shelter. Mm-hmm. But you know, even with finding shelter, it's dangerous.
Okay.
So you have you would know that there's the choice of continuing, finding shelter, trying to barricade yourself while the mist rolls through, or you can stay where you are and wait it out. And the mist can take anywhere from a couple hours to pass to a day or more, depending on, you know, there's different pockets of mist. Like, it's not just one roving one. There's multiple, and they range in size. And just with it coming down this hill, you can't tell how big it is.
I would look over at Fallen and be like, "Hey, is that the mist with the dead things?"
That it is.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think we'll make it if we try and push it. There are some ruins that we can hold up. It'll still be dangerous, but fortifiable.
I mean, I ain't scared of no danger. What about you, boys? We're trying to get there, ain't we?
Yeah, I don't want to be here anymore. This place is crazy.
I think we push on.
Mike? How you feel about holing up in some ruins?
Seems safer.
Fallen? You're kind of the local know-how. Can we get there?
We can push, but it will be dangerous because we don't know if it's one of the bigger hordes or the one of the smaller hordes.
Yeah, bigger, small hordes a horde, I guess.
Your guys' call. We can always try and retreat back to it, but...
Retreat? You hear this guy? That's cute.
Better than having something on your bones.
That's true, but lucky for you, I don't have very many of them left. And I just hold up my two arms and flex.
Do you want me to fix that for you?
No, I like my... Don't you touch my arms, Fallen. I like you. Don't mess with my arms.
But we could bring them back. It's not that bad.
No, my other arms didn't do this. And I, like, command flame, command lightning on the other one.
Well, hold on a second there, Norris.
Yeah.
We are in a realm that is not of our own. How do you know a normal hand couldn't do what your metal hands
can do? Well, I'm just saying my hands beforehand couldn't do what my hands can do now.
But that was in the world we lived in.
But what happens if we leave this world and we go back to our other world and I can't do the things in that world that I can do in this world, and then I lost all my power?
Then I'll personally cut off your arms and I'll keep your metal ones and put them back on.
You
would
do
that for me? I would do that for you.
What a pal.
What about this then? And he produces a radiant silver fire out of his hands.
Silver fire? Would I know what a silver fire was?
No, this would definitely be your first time seeing silver flames.
Could I do an insight check on that? I mean, obviously, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Go ahead. And I'll
Okay.
Yeah. Depending on how you roll, you'll
17.
Get 17. So you get from his whole aesthetic and his whole vibe. Talking like the kids.
You're so hip, man.
You can tell I have a teenager.
You're so cool.
I hear the term vibe check fucking constantly.
Just falling past it.
And you know, you can tell that he's a holy man. And you can, in your limited knowledge.
I was a professor once.
You were a professor once.
Of astrology.
You can kind of piece together that this must be like a priest thing. That's about as, you know.
Well, all right, so that is pretty cool, Paul. I'm not going to lie to you. But, I mean, being a god myself, I mean, I feel like if I was a holy man.
Had to bring it up.
If I was a holy man, I don't really want to, like, believe in myself because I already believe in myself. So, like, if you're trying to make me a priest, I'm not about it. But if you could tell me I could get, like, my normal arms back and still do some cool shit with them and not just be arms.
Potentially, yes.
I mean, because I can make this thing a shotgun. I can have just, like, a hammer.
I could make you breathe fire like a dragon.
Oh, Mr. O, where...
Why I've didn't been here you, the whole time.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Just saying, Norris, maybe just try one. You don't have to do both.
You know what? I never thought about that. That's why you're the brains of this operation. You know what, Fallen? Before we make our way down there, you can change this one. And I point to my electric arm. So you can change this one. I'm pretty attached to this one.
Dad jokes.
My son's going to hate me when he gets older and can actually understand my jokes.
Fallen, with you, I meant to discuss this with you.
Mm-hmm.
You would have some of the material components for different spells.
Mm-hmm.
We'll flesh out exactly what you have, but if there's anything you want to do today that has material components that are expended, I'll let you know if it's something you would have on you.
Okay, sounds good.
Because I do believe that that requires something.
I believe it does, and I'm just looking because it...
It's a perfectly intact arm.
Can I make a tech check to see how long it's going to take me to remove Norris's arm? Or is he just, they just disconnect. I forgot they disconnect.
He can do that as a free action.
Oh, baby.
That's how I get my 10-foot of reach.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Remember when I elbowed a motherfucker with my elbow?
Yep. I forget all the astonishing things you've done in this campaign.
I'm a man of wonder.
Well, it's also been a while since he's done that. That was pretty early in the campaign that he beat somebody with his own arm.
Literally disconnected it. Just beat the fuck out of him with it.
Okay. Could you imagine? Not yet that I can do that.
Okay.
I was thinking that might be under Greater Restoration, but it's, I think, a 6th-level spell, so...
Yeah, it's... Yeah. It's I can't remember what it's called.
It's like Regenerate or something.
Yeah,
where you
Regenerate.
Just,
So we can't do this?
Not yet.
God dang it.
We need certain...
But, certain hey, I tell you what. You convince me enough. You find all your little hoodoo voodoo stuff. I'll let you do it. But it's got to be this arm. You can't do this one. We're keeping this one.
Norris, imagine what he can do with Mike.
Ooh.
Mike. So I wasn't going to bring this up. I've seen some crazy shit that these holy dudes can do. But I wasn't going to bring it up. But, like, yeah, I mean, that's possible. I just didn't want to get your hopes up, kid. You know?
Mike's eyes are just really big, and he's not saying anything. Looking at you.
There is potential. I just have to get the divine favor to be able to do it.
What do we have to do that?
That is left up to the gods. The gods, unfortunately.
Well, what do you need? I'll give it to you.
Oh, brother.
You know what? I feel like we're getting off topic. We can talk about God stuff later on. Let's make it to the ruins.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are making it to the ruins then?
Oh, we're going to hold up in the ruins, not continue on like we originally discussed?
Well, he just said we can make it to the ruins, but he don't know if we can make it further than that.
I thought we were going to push on to the city.
You just want to keep on keeping on?
I think I'm the only one who voted for the ruins, honestly. Everyone else said push on.
Yeah, push on to the ruins.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was...
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't trying to get to certain death, but, like, yeah, you know, maybe death I'm all right with.
As Fallen was putting it...
I thought
it,
you were a god.
You guys...
I mean, I know where I'm going to go. I don't know about you fellas.
Yeah, as Fallen was saying, you guys could make it a decent ways before the mist hit, but there's no way you get ahead of it.
So, Fallen, let's just say for conversation's sake...
Mm-hmm. And we can say that this is happening as you guys are walking.
Sounds good.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Perfect.
What if we did push on past the ruins? How much of the mist do you think we'd hit? And how dangerous would that portion of the mist be? Are we talking like the whole mist comes at us if we attack part of it? Or are we just fighting that one part? Because, I mean, we might be able to fight our way through a little bit of it.
Depends if the other parts hear us.
Well, Bash, you're out.
You know, Fallen, I got a question for you. What actually appeases your god?
And who's your god?
Is your god as pretty as me?
Oh, God.
Does he have hair like this?
She is gorgeous.
Oh, it's a she? She already wins. I bet she's beautiful.
You think everyone is beautiful.
What's her name? Is it Heather?
It's not Heather.
It'd be even better if it's not Heather. That'd be awesome.
I am in service to Salonites, is what we are called. Goddess of the Twilight. Another moon.
That sounds mystical.
Wait, are you saying saloon?
Yes.
Like a bar?
No.
Is it spelled the same?
No.
Is she single, looking for other gods to mingle with?
My character immediately looks up to see if there's any wrath coming.
You look up, you see a little spark. like there's one spot in the sky that's a little
he
brighter.
He steps like a little bit away from you and looks up.
Smite me, almighty smiter!
Is she looking at me? And I just like kind of give a little wave.
Hey.
I shake my head.
That's a sparkle of interest.
Paul, oh, yeah. Just, you got to get, it's a
acquired taste.
Thank you, Alphonse.
See that, boys? He's a god.
There's already a spark between us.
I don't think that's a good spark, Norris.
Spark's a spark, baby. And then Norris kind of like slips on a rock as he's walking.
Do you twist your ankle?
You hear just a crack of thunder.
What would I roll to see if I twist my ankle or not?
Give me a dex saving throw.
16?
A self-imposed. Yeah, you're fine.
All right.
Back to your question. Helping people. Bringing good back to this area as best we can.
So how many demons of the mist do we have to slay to get you to put his arm back to normal? If you had to put a number, like a rough figure. Can you just ask her that real quick?
Well, you get 6th level spells in 1 level.
Yeah.
So not much.
Okay.
How much more to hook up my buddy Mike?
Well, it's a win-win.
I mean, it is true, I guess. I just don't really know
how that whole thing works.
Oh, I don't either. I just don't want to rush Mike into anything. He's fragile.
That's true. But if he was back to normal, he wouldn't have those weird little bursts that he has, you know?
No, I don't know. When did you start speaking like religious? I don't know, Norris. I don't know what you're getting at.
Well, you weren't there, but you know, like that time that he like lost his shit because like he had like his little PTSD shit and like, you know, whatever. But
can I hear this?
I would imagine so. Yeah. You're right there.
Yeah, you hear it.
You're riding in. Is he in front of you? Like a little.
Oh yeah,
kid
I forgot we're on the bear together.
Yeah, you
dealer's
guys,
choice. I
yeah. He's on the back of the bear, and you're having this conversation.
Who's got the arms wrapped around the waist?
Like he's literal inches.
Who's
backing from this conversation?
Michael grunts it. They're getting better.
They are getting better, buddy. I didn't mean anything by it. I'm just saying, if we could help you, just be rid of
them, would be nice.
See, I'm looking out for you, bud. I didn't mean nothing by it. You know I love you. And I, like, try to, like, hop up and pat him on the back.
I'll give you a low five.
Yeah. High five for Norris, low five for Mike.
You're tall enough that he's just a little bit above you.
Yeah.
All right, regular five.
Yeah, his head is probably like 2 feet above your head because this bear's on all fours.
It's just a loud clank whenever two arms come together.
Unless you guys are like, unless it's like walking on its hind legs and you guys are on its shoulders, which I highly doubt.
I didn't consider that, and I don't think that would be not how I pictured it.
So I have to say, during the battle, because it's a fighting bear is going to be like up on its hind legs, swatting.
Can confirm.
When you jumped up on the bear, that's how I was picturing it. Like, you're like a little kid on his dad's shoulder.
Whee! With a gun shooting
with
things.
With a gun.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's how combat's working from now on with the bear.
That is exactly so how
Red Dead
I was picturing.
Redemption, like, oh my God.
I feel like that's going to add some rolls for you for, like, seeing if you can balance on his shoulders.
So oh, there's a feat for mounted combatant. Like, he could be a mounted combatant.
It stuns him, so I get advantage on everything.
It'd be dope.
Yep.
I want to mount something.
Can I inspire? Oh, God. Never mind. Saving it for combat.
You want to mount the bear?
Not the bear.
D.
D. Well, D's nuts.
Is there anything else you guys want to discuss specifically on the travel? Otherwise, we can...
How far are the ruins from where we're at?
Fallen would know that you're still several hours away.
Okay.
Like, you're watching this mist, and it's not super fast moving, but you have quite a distance to cover, so it's eventually going to cross paths with you. But you have several hours before you have to worry about that.
I'd probably just try and talk to Fallen a little bit, just to see what he's about.
I'd also be pointing out certain, like, flora and fauna, just like, okay, that's super poisonous. That's just going to make you hate yourself.
Hey, Norris, try some of the hate yourself stuff.
Norris would, like, reach for it.
And then he points out, oh, and, like, don't peel the bark off of the tree.
Yeah, hey, so about that, what's up with the tree thing that goes... You know, you peel the bark off of these little fucking...
The blight trees?
Huh?
The blighted trees?
Oh, they're blighted. What's that? I don't know.
What's a blighted tree? Is that the name of them? Like an oak tree?
Some people call them that, but underneath the bark, it's a nasty poison that confuses and hurts you, and if you breathe it in, it'll slowly corrupt you and kill you.
Mm. Yeah, let's not do that.
Maybe so I've never been clear on this. What happens if you die in the Shadowfell? Do you know?
I woke up here this way, so some become part of the Horde. Some stay dead permanently.
That sounded like the Horde.
Was it a bear?
There are some that become liches.
What's a lich? Is that like a leech?
An undead abomination that tethers their life by sacrificing souls.
Sounds like a
dark shit.
So what I'm gathering is we don't want to die here.
No.
And Orin looks extra nervous.
You can just go invisible, you lucky fuck.
That's true. I could also just bail and ditch you fuckers.
Mr. O, I like you. If you did that, Guardians of the Assholes would come find you.
Well, the downside to doing that is if I do that, then the Empire just rolls through and keeps going. You guys are like my best hope at this point.
Oh, so you're saying you could do that, but you're not going to?
So what you're saying is we're the new hope?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I suppose you could say that. I'd prefer if you didn't, but you could.
So, wow. A being like yourself, why are you traveling through the plains so much? Usually the Fae stay in...
Oh, boy, this is a fucking long story. So
good thing we got some traveling to do.
Yeah, and you guys... I'll get into this here in a bit. So you guys travel on for several hours. And you eventually get to the point where just this... There's just a light mist that's starting to cover the ground. And when that starts happening, you start seeing more and more of these ruins popping up. And after some searching, you guys stumble across an old church that's mostly intact. It's like the center of the roof has collapsed in, and like there's a hole in the bell tower, and the windows are busted out and stuff like that, but it's still a mostly complete building. In fact, I will bring up the map.
Wow.
We have the technology.
Wow.
I don't know.
Why didn't you move? There we go. So, you all... I gotta stand up. You all stumble across this old church. And like I said, no! Stop it!
You'd be a good computer.
Yeah, good computer. Stumble across this old church. For the most part, it's been ransacked inside. On initial inspection, you don't see anything of notable value. But it does look defensible.
Fallen, does this look like a good place we could probably hold up for...
This is probably the mist. Yes.
Okay.
Fallen, quick question. How strong are these undead people?
Fairies?
I mean, they're undead.
Well,
some are simple skeletons and ghouls, zombies. Some are far worse.
All right. So Norris would like to, once we find out that this is like where we're holding up, Norris would like to stand outside and let everybody else go in after him. And then try to grab, like, one of these. Are these stone ruins, I'm assuming?
Yeah, the building is mostly stone.
Outside. Like, all the other outside of this church.
What's left is mostly stone.
Okay.
You get the idea that most of the wooden parts, like any lean-tos and stuff like that, have deteriorated. And
I would like to, once everybody's in the church, grab one of, like, the biggest stones I can to put right in front of the door, like the main entrance door.
Okay. Give me a strength check. And first, give me a perception check.
Do I see him doing this?
He did specify that he was waiting till everybody went inside. If you think you would have been outside,
mm-hmm.
then you can give him a hand.
I'm going to guidance you as you're walking in. So you get a plus a d4. Add it to your roll.
The beauty of having a cleric in the
24.
24. Yeah, you find a big ass. It looks like it was. It looks like it was probably used as like a pedestal to hold up a statue at one point, and it's pretty good size. And you fire up your arms. I won't make you burn a rage. But you
I was about
fire
to say,
up
I'm
your
going to size check to see if I can lift it without a rage, because I was about to burn one.
Yeah, you fire up your arms and you actually like take this, and I mean it's big. It's like 6 feet in diameter, probably weighs a ton. And you get underneath it, give me a strength check.
23.
You get your hands underneath it and the lightning and the fire start going. And you just get into a deep squat, ass to grass, and you flip this thing up on its side, and you're able to roll it over in front of the door.
Perfect.
But now you're on the outside, and the door's blocked.
Well, I was thinking I was going to like be able to pick it up and like back it into the door.
Oh no, you can't pick it up.
Okay,
you could probably roll it up to it, and then slip through, and then roll it the rest of the way over.
I will leave it up to DM discretion.
Yeah.
I will either do it that way, or I'm okay with doing this, if you're okay with doing this. Put it all the way up against the door, then I gotta find my way in.
All right. Yeah.
Let's do that.
All right.
I like that because that would be that something Norris
yeah.
would
yeah.
do.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. That's why I said that.
So you guys are inside of the church.
Like, shit,
you hear this,
how do I get in now?
You hear this.
I 100% don't tell anybody else that I'm doing it.
And you, like, you could originally see through, like, cracks in the doors. And the door was just barely even there on its hinges. And then all of a sudden, all the light from outside is just blocked through the doorway. And you hear this loud crunching sound.
Hey, Norris, how are you getting in now?
Well, you see, I didn't think that far ahead. I'll look around. Don't have too much fun.
And then I just like start going around, and that's a nat fucking one.
And I was even gonna say
perception.
It's investigation.
Oh,
because investigation. You're specifically looking for something.
That is a zero because I have a minus one to investigation.
I want to see how this plays. I've never seen him with
holy
zero.
Holy shit! So there's like windows, but they're up fairly high, and it looks like people in the past have like tried to board them up. It appears that you guys aren't the first to have seen to have used this place as a defensible position from the mist. And so you just see this green mohawk at the bottom of the window go around the building and then around the other side. And then around this side of the building and then around the other side.
Boys, it's not looking good. Not looking good.
What were you looking for on your perception check?
I'm just looking through the building to see if there's any creatures that have started living here now. Anything that could be harmful now that we're blocked in here?
Well, you know, I didn't think about that either.
Well, the only one that did was apparently Fallen, because he knows this place.
So while you're looking around, you find the standard Shadowfell spiders, rats, things like that. You see some undead rats, which that's fun. Mm-hmm. but outside of that, you don't see much living.
Do we need to, like, should we start, I can't, actually, I pose this question mostly to Fallen. Do you think we should board the windows and everything?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Can I look around and try to see, like, if there's any, like, wood to, like, help board the windows up or anything like that?
Give me an investigation check.
Guidance.
you guys see guidance?
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of that.
It's a cantrip. It's a freebie. So,
yeah. I mean, it's a 20, 21.
Yeah, you find like the leftovers of pews. You can see that like a lot of the pews have already been disassembled and used as barricades on the windows.
Can I hold that guidance? How long
I can
is
just
it?
Cast it again.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's a cantrip. It's free for him.
Okay. I didn't know how guidance works. I've seen it where it's...
And he's played a cleric.
I never used guidance. I was a death domain. I didn't get it with death domain.
I think all clerics get it.
Yeah, you can choose
just,
it as one of your cantrips.
I think you just didn't pick it.
Yeah, that might be it.
We were pretty new at the time.
It's a fun one to pick.
Fucking
just for
new guys.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, that was his first character. Let's
Says
give
the fucking
break.
New guy.
Yeah. You find all kinds of wood. And actually, as you're searching around, you do notice. Would somebody hand me the minis, please? Oh, never mind. It's right next to me.
Idiot. Gosh, idiot.
Give me some of your minis.
Oh, shit. I took my barricades out. Here, I'm just going to use some. I will kill Norris.
No, you won't.
With a smile on my face.
No, you won't.
I think at this point in the campaign, it would be good for a death of a PC. You know, really build up some stakes.
That's fine, because I have another character that I really want to play.
Kill off everybody's favorite character. We lose all of our listeners.
Oh, my God.
So, you see... While you're investigating, looking for wood, on that excellent investigation check, you find, for one, a whole bunch of bodies. Like, there's skeletons all over the place in here. And you find, back in this back room, under the stairs, and you find right over here in this corner, and over here in this corner, you find just buried under, you know, leaves and spider webs and skeletons and all sorts of shit, you find three chests that look intact, and there's runes that you wouldn't recognize, obviously.
Right.
Carved, identical runes carved into all three.
Hey, Fallen.
Yes, absolutely.
Can I have you join me over? I want to show you. I found some chests with some really weird runes on them.
All the while, you guys are still just seeing a green mohawk.
So, for the green mohawk, can I do a... I don't know if it would be a investigation or a nature. Either one doesn't matter. To see if I can't see, like, a tree, maybe, that's fell on top of the church.
We'll say that you've been walking around for about 15, 20 minutes. Just trying to find your way in. And you start noticing that this mist that's been rolling in is now, it's like up to your knees. And Bo, though
Norris.
Norris. Though he would never admit it to anybody. Norris is starting to get a little fucking nervous. Because
worried.
He's barricaded outside while everybody else is inside.
At least my friends are safe.
And you know a horde is coming.
Yeah.
And so with that, give me a perception check.
You 21.
You find a tree.
Perfect.
Give me an athletics check.
25.
With a 25, you get fed up trying to find a back door or anything like that, and you find this tree and you scale the tree, and it easily gets you up on the roof. Like, it's got one branch that's like knocked over, and it collapsed the center of the roof, and you climb up there and you are successfully on the roof, looking down 30 feet to the floor where all your friends are.
Who do I see directly below me-ish?
That's a good question. Would anybody just be kind of hanging out?
I would like to make an investigation check to not cover the windows. I'm looking for something else.
Okay. What are you looking for?
I'm looking... So I feel like Alphonse, because of the person he is, would know that churches tend to collect books that have magic things in them to burn. Maybe
okay.
Some forbidden spells or whatnot, or a forbidden magic book.
Okay, give me... It's going to be a very high DC.
Okay.
But give me an investigation check.
Okay. I will say I only have +6, so can I even...
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Do you say anything
about
it? You
would have to roll very high.
Nope.
Okay.
I roll a 14.
So it looks like most of this place has been pretty well scavenged. Mm-hmm. You can tell just by looking at it, this thing's been here for hundreds of years. And there's been a number of people that have probably lived in here, died in here. You do find there are some bodies that still have, like, armor and stuff on them. Like, there is stuff in here, but nothing along those lines.
This place is dumb. I would be standing probably just there like, eh. Well, you guys, Norris, you coming in? Or?
So, Norris, you look down and you see Alphonse kind of standing in the middle of the main room looking up at you.
Alphonse, you look different from this angle.
You mean beautiful?
Well, I was going to say balding, but bald is...
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Okay.
I say that as a friend. I care about you. Obviously, I'm bald on both sides of my head, but...
Listen here, you tiny-legged fuck.
Oh!
Alphonse, you know I don't like to be called tiny.
And he burns rage.
Wait, how tall is your character?
Like really tall, but really skinny, and he doesn't like to be called skinny.
perfect.
Okay.
Norse would just drop down and be like, so, that was uncalled for.
We can go, we'll go back to Ash. So you found these chests and they're covered in runes.
Right. I would say we probably start at the ones in the main room, so probably six.
Okay.
We'll start at six.
Okay.
The one next to the stairs.
So you go over, and with, we'll just roll over your inspection or your investigation from earlier. You come up to this chest, and when you get close to it, you see that there's like I said, spider webs, dead bodies. You start brushing stuff to the side, and a half decomposed rat runs out. And you pop it open, or
I was having Fallen read the runes.
Okay.
Would you like a religion check, arcana check?
In this case, it would be an arcana check.
Beautiful.
That's a seven.
Oh God.
You don't recognize these runes. Like, okay. they look. They're a language that isn't really used in the Shadowfell. You think that they probably came here with this building.
Okay.
One thing that you would pick up on it, even with that role, just the fact that they've existed this long and they look pristine, you assume that they're probably magical.
Is it by chance abyssal, infernal?
No. Dang it.
It's worth a shot.
Making anything out of these runes?
No, they're too old. Powerful, but very old.
Should we open it, or should we probably just leave it and maybe we can have someone in the town look at it?
We could definitely bring it with and see if someone can read it and open it, but knowing most churches, usually if it's sealed away, they leave something nasty around the seal. So,
can I arcana check it? Like,
you would have no basis for anything arcane,
right.
Unfortunately.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah,
sorry.
Just the world you came from. But you do have somebody in the room who is quite familiar with the arcane.
Oh, Oren.
Yeah.
Can I have you come over here real quick?
Sure. What do you need?
Can you make out any of these runes on this chest that I've stumbled upon? I've come across three of them so far in this church.
How is your dead languages?
Shit. I literally only speak common. I was just looking at his languages. Use my magic.
And you see he just sits down next to it for a little bit, and you see him in the air just drawing out all these sigils, and as he's moving his hands, like, you actually see these sigils forming in the air in front of him. And I think Alphonse would be quite intrigued by watching this, because this is the first time you guys have seen him cast a ritual spell.
Okay.
So he's just sitting there cross-legged and drawing out all these runes in the air. And then after about 10 minutes, he gets down to the very bottom and the whole thing just and lights up.
Does Norris see this?
Are you still up on the roof?
No, I dropped down.
Give me an acrobatics check.
Cracks me up.
I'm not good at math. I count on my fingers. Told you, me and Norris aren't very far apart.
You drop down and you barely even have to bend your knees. You're just like, boop. No problem. You see him turn around and look at the other one in the corner of the room. He's,
they're definitely magical. There's a lot going on here. Let me try something else.
Oh, that is not a D20. I don't need you. Get out of here.
I don't need can you.
Because of my interest level, can I give Orin the help action?
Yeah. Yeah, you can be over there just talking through it with him, and absolutely.
I would like to also guidance if possible.
Okay, yeah. Roll me the D4. I don't have a D4 up.
I feel like Norris would just make his way over to said chest.
So that is a 27 Arcana.
Woo.
Damn.
Well, I mean, I don't see anything. There's no traps or anything. It doesn't seem to be anything dangerous. I mean, you could open it.
And Orin just like slowly starts stepping back.
I'm 90% sure there's no traps.
I could just break it.
What? I got a better idea. Orin showed me a little, you know, bar trick. I would like to cast Mage Hand.
Excellent. What does your Mage Hand look like? How do you summon it?
So I do the little... Inside of my palm, I do like this weird sign language that Orin had showed me when we were back near the cool spaceship back
the
in...
The silo.
Yeah. Back in Kansas. And it's weird because this is actually like a full robotic mage hand that's super skinny and very... It looks super frail, but it's just like comes out of my pocket and just like hovering in front of me. What is it? Sorry, let me look at the range of the spell because I'm going to stand at max range.
Orin is too.
I think it's I can't remember. 30 feet, 30 to 60 feet.
Pick a temporary.
Oh, yeah, it's 30 feet. So maybe we should all step back a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And what chest do you want me to open?
The one I'm in front of.
Oh, you're going to stand right there or are you going to back up?
I'm back up you 30 feet.
Back up, Ash? Yeah. Okay.
I'm guessing that we should probably back up.
Yeah, we should.
Orin just backed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Is your mage hand out yet?
Yeah, it's like hovering in front of me.
You motherfucker, Alphonse.
What?
That was you that was flipping me off out there at the garage?
You make fun of me a lot. Call me bald?
Look, okay, first of all, I get it. But second of all, I thought that was Mr. O, and we had to go back in there and get him.
Nah.
Yeah, we did. That was the thing. We had to do that. That was you the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucked up, man. I mean, it's cool. I'm glad you can do that. But it's fucked up that you didn't tell me that was you.
Hey, yep. Norris. It's called tough love.
I'm getting a lot of that.
D loves giving it to you.
So I want to poke the chest.
You reach out your mage hand. This like little robotic hand comes out and you take the tips of the fingers and you slide it under the lid and you kind of pause for a second. Whether it's for dramatic tension or just out of a little bit of fear. And you slowly open it and nothing happens.
One down, two more to go.
So I walk over to the chest and look inside of it.
You walk over to the chest, you look inside. Looks empty.
Can I like reach in and like see if...
Yeah, you reach in and you touch the sides. It seems empty.
Well, Norris would, bust.
Norris would walk up behind Ash and be like, "We're scared of an empty box."
Apparently.
That's lame. Looking at it, where the bottom is and where the base is there a discrepancy that I can see?
Give me an investigation check.
Investigation, 14.
14? Seems like the proportions are all right.
Okay.
You know, you kind of like dip your arm in there and use it as a measuring tape and put it on the outside. Everything seems to be on the up and up.
Yeah, worth a shot.
Should we try the next one?
Absolutely.
So we go over to number 4 in the corner.
Do you use the mage hand again?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you all stand back about 30 feet and this time you're like, the last one was fucking nothing. So you reach out your mage hand and flip it open. Nothing happens.
Perfect.
I walk over and investigate this one.
Yeah, you look inside, and it's same as the last one. Just looks like a empty chest.
Well, this one's a bust too.
I'd like to do the same check if I could.
Go for it.
Never mind. That's a three. Just kind of jabs a finger.
Do you guys go to the third one?
Yeah.
Now, the third one is in this back room behind the dealy bot. What do they call the...
The altar.
The altar. Thank you. You can tell I haven't been to church in a long fucking time.
Heathen.
And it's pretty tight back there. It's almost like a storage room. So really only Alphonse would be able to like line up with it. Because you have to be able to see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you flip it open.
Great.
Nothing happened.
With the hand flipping it open, how much does this chest weigh, would you anticipate?
It's fairly heavy, but your mage hand can only lift five pounds. So 5 pounds of pressure is enough to open it. But that's about all you could do, you think, with the mage hand?
10 pounds, yeah. Cool, I'm going to go over and kick this chest.
Okay. You give it a kick, and the lid closes.
Oh, that didn't happen on the last one.
Nope. We should probably leave this one alone.
Yeah.
What if you get the feeling that the shock from kicking it, because the lid just opens like 90 degrees, and then you think when you kicked it, it just...
Toppled over.
I am going to grab it then and set it on the altar.
So... You go to pick this thing up, set it on the altar. It doesn't.
Cool.
Doesn't give me any trouble. Anything else you guys want
to
do with
this
chest?
I'm gonna regret
this,
but I'm gonna try to open it just by myself.
Roll me a d20.
Wow. Escalated quickly.
9.
9. Okay. So you guys see. This time, when he opens it, you see a flash of light. And you feel real lethargic. Just like everything around you is moving at high speed. And you're just... But the rest of you are watching him, and he's...
Guys, I don't see what the problem is.
And you could tell that he is moving at half speed.
Ash, you okay, buddy?
I think so.
And 6 seconds later, he's back to normal.
Wow, you guys were moving really fast.
I didn't move.
What?
I'm literally standing in the same spot, bud.
What part of it did you touch? Just the very top? How did you...
I flipped it open just like a normal chest.
Hmm. You might want to try and use that for our advantage.
Oh?
What if we hit in it?
What happens if we throw it at something?
Ooh.
I mean, we've got 3 chests. We can throw it at something, find out what happens.
Might slow it for a second for us. That or we already know what it does.
That's true.
If we need to keep something secure, them running away is a lot harder.
Can I make a perception check to see how the mist is coming outside or, like, look outside?
Yeah, give me a perception check.
Uh, 19.
So at this point, the mist is building. Like, now it's getting to where visibility is pretty low. Like, you peek out the cracks between the boards, and you can see, you know, 30 feet, something like that. You have 60 feet of dark vision, but your vision is totally obfuscated at 30 feet. So it's definitely getting thick, and Fallen would take a peek outside as well and be able to tell you that they're getting close.
How much time we got? You think?
Good question. Not all sure. Right. Depends on if they hear us, if they scuttle our way. They might scuttle a different way.
Norris would like to try and find a rat that is running around. Not an undead one, but a live one that's running around.
Okay. First, give me a... We'll go perception for you. I won't make you roll investigation.
Question on these rats. Are they like normal rats?
They're
like
New York rats.
York City?
Oh, okay. They're big rats.
Yeah, they're big.
21.
21?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see a few of them scurrying around. It's they move pretty quick, so it's hard to tell which ones are live rats and which ones are undead rats.
Perfect.
But while you're like chasing them around, and give me an athletics check. We'll see how long it takes you to catch one. You'll eventually
19.
Catch. Okay. Within a couple of minutes, you've caught a rat. While this is going on,
Oren's like walking around the chest that you brought out. And I wonder.
And he closes it and he opens it. And you guys, none of you guys are paying attention to Oren. Oren has a tendency to just kind of disappear into the background. You see this flash of white again. I rolled the same thing. I rolled a 9. And he goes super slow.
Guys, this is wild.
Orin, are you trying to be punny? This wild magic?
I was just trying to give it a shot. I wanted to see if that was all it did. I guess so.
Hmm. One thing, did we determine, is there like a basement or upstairs to this?
Yeah, there's like a bell tower.
Bell tower? Okay.
Yeah. Outside of that, there's no other upstairs.
Okay.
With that being a bell tower, my character is going to go up there quietly. Well, okay. As quietly as you can in armor.
Yeah.
But clank up there and see what he can see for, like, is there a horde coming? Like, how much monster presence there is, as much as he can see?
Give me a perception check.
About that. That is a 14.
14? So you can't... You know that you can't see through the mist. Like, by the time the undead are there, the mist is just like a thick wall almost. So you don't see anything, but you do see that the mist is thick enough that you probably have less than a half an hour before they arrive.
Okay.
And it looks, from what you can see, it looks like you are almost like smack dab in the middle of it. It doesn't seem to be the biggest horde you've witnessed, but it's a decent-sized one.
Okay. He's going to come back down, and then he's going to maybe 30 minutes, plus or minus. If there's anything you need to prepare, this is the time you should do it.
Hmm.
Anything that you need to cast, get ready.
So if you guys are wanting to barricade everything, I'll ask. So there's three decent-sized windows on each side. So I'll ask two of you, give me just straight strength checks.
That's a nat 20.
Excellent. Who else? Who else thinks they could, either strength or if anybody's proficient with carpentry tools, like then you'll really be set.
Mending work?
No, because you're not trying to mend it. You're trying to cover it. Okay. So you guys go through and you spend the next 15, 20 minutes boarding things up. And right around that time, you start hearing. And just like the zombie movies from when you were all growing up, you can start hearing the dragging of limbs and the moaning of the undead. And as you all start getting real hushed and trying to keep quiet, I need a stealth check from everybody.
Damn it. Okay, that's not that bad.
25 for Norris.
10.
Yeah.
24.
16. 15.
15. Okay. So you guys are all kind of, you got the windows boarded up. You're kind of just hunkering down, hoping that this thing just goes past you. And just as you guys are all settling in, you hear Fallen coming down from the bell tower, and he kind of stumbles on one of the lower steps, and you hear clang, clang, bang.
Are you in plate?
And a few moments later, you start seeing fingers reaching between the boards in the windows.
Scale mail.
And the mist starts coming in through the cracks. And we'll pick it up there next week.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to this wonderful episode of Dubstep and Dragons. I hope to check you next week. Make sure to drop us a like, follow, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. Also, don't forget to drop us a comment to let us know what your thoughts are on the episode. And we'll see what happens to the crew as they encounter the Horde. And as always, we'll see you next time.
Toodles.
Bye.
Have a good one.